Like Granny made the best sweet tea, Artie made the best chili. My mouth was watering all the way down the street. The sun warmed my face, and there was a giddy-up in my step. Business was on a roll, and life was good. Too good. Before I could walk under the Artie's Meat and Deli awning, the sun had melted the snow on the roof, and next thing I knew, I heard something. I looked up, and down came that big Santa, landing right on my head, knocking me flat out. I woke up in the hospital with more than just a knot. Literally, I thought I was a goner like the clients I'd put 6 feet under, because Chicken Teeter, a resident of Sleepy Hollow who I'd put in the ground a few years prior, and Ruthie Sue Payne, who had been a current Eternal Slumber client, were standing right next to my hospital bed. They were there to take me to the big guy in the sky, the Maker. Or so I thought. When I started to talk to them, it was then that I realized I was alive, and Granny, along with Charlotte, my sister, were by my side trying to get Doc Clyde to figure out what had happened to my brain, because I told them about Chicken and Ruthie. It was the turning point in my life, and when I realized Santa had knocked me into a world where I could see the dearly departed, dead people. Doc Clyde was quick to diagnose me with the funeral trauma. He said I'd been around the dead too long and forced Granny's hand on giving me a vacation. I'd yet to be the owner of the funeral home, so I had to do what she said, because once it got around our gossipy town, clients didn't want the crazy undertaker dealing with their loved ones, and they started to cancel their pre-need funeral arrangements. Ruthie was my first ghost client. Her ghost told me she was murdered. She wasn't crossing over until I helped her find her killer and bring them to justice. Sounded easy. Not so much. Trying to sneak around and not be seen talking to a ghost had proven to be a bit harder than I'd anticipated. I thought I'd been fooling everyone and keeping the funeral trauma in check. Little did I know that Sheriff Jack Henry Ross was watching my every move and knew there was more than the funeral trauma. He had an internal instinct that I was communicating with the dead. That's where Debbie Dooley, a psychic, had come into my life. Jack Henry took me to see her, and that's when she told me about my gift, or a curse, a betweener.